This Microsoft payout should have a perceptible impact on American philanthropy. $3 billion more for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation would bring that endowment up to about $30 billion. So what kind of new grants are likely to be made with that bigger endowment? Well, Ian Wilhelm writes about the Gates Foundation for the Chronicle of Philanthropy. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Robert.
Tell us first about the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, how it compares with other charitable foundations in the U.S.
Well, it is the biggest in the United States, and indeed the biggest in the world, and this gift will certainly help in that aspect. It's going to grow to about $30 billion.
Typically, what does it do with its money?
It focuses mainly on global health and education in the U.S. Also has a libraries program, and it also does quite a bit of giving in the Pacific area, Pacific Northwest and Seattle area.
Global health, first of all. What sorts of things are they?
Well, you know, working to find a vaccine for AIDS, for one, working in Africa on AIDS, the epidemic there. Working to find a vaccine for tuberculosis and other aspects like that.
If it can be said that foundations or philanthropic institutions have their style of some sort, what's the style of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation?
I think the defining style of the foundation has been to go deep and narrow as opposed to, say, wide and shallow. Other foundations spread their giving over a wider array of program areas. Gates is known for going very deep in these four areas. If you think about $30 billion going towards basically four program areas, it's a significant investment.
Here's a huge foundation named for the head and his wife of a huge corporation. When grants are given, when very, very big grants, you're given $100 million, there would seem to be some knock-on good publicity for that software company that he's also identified with.
Right. There was some critics a few years ago when the foundation became very large and became very prominent in its giving that maybe the giving was in part because of the antitrust suit and all the negative publicity of Microsoft. It's up to people to wonder what the potentials of those allegations are, but the foundation certainly has very minimal connection to Microsoft itself.
Sometimes foundation officers will say that their boards like to see them doing something new. Do we see any signs of that at all yet in the Gates Foundation, or are they still too young to have grant fatigue?
No grant fatigue, I don't think, yet. They're still giving in the same areas and certainly to the same organizations. Doesn't mean they're not giving to new organizations. They're still digging very deep in these areas of global health. I mean, if you think about it, the problem itself, global health, is a very large topic.
I should add that while I'm asking you about who gets money from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, a small amount of that has gone to National Public Radio over the years. Mm-hmm. There obviously is a huge Gates fortune. If every time Bill and Melinda Gates sells stock, you know, $3 billion goes into the foundation, does that mean that somewhere down the road there are tens of billions of dollars of Gates family holdings that will go to this foundation upon somebody's death?
It's certainly a potential. There are people out there. And again, it's unclear from the foundation. No decision had been made about the life of the foundation, if it will exist after they pass away. But there could be a foundation. The foundation could grow to $50 billion, $60 billion, perhaps even $70 billion and up.
By way of comparison, I mean, somebody like George Soros has nothing like $30 billion.
No, by no means. I mean, to put a comparison to it, the foundation has about $30 billion, and the gift today was about $3 billion. Roughly the 11th largest foundation in America, the Annie E. Casey Foundation, has $3 billion in assets, and they're a significant grant maker. So in a sense, the Bill Gates basically donated a new foundation to his foundation.
Well, Ian Wilhelm, thanks a lot for talking with
us. Thank you very much, Robert.
Ian Wilhelm, who writes about the Gates Foundation for the Chronicle of Philanthropy.